Ed Ritzwell, the Vice President of International Trade at the Consumer Technology Association. Ed, good morning. Appreciate the time today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on the show.
Of course. If we could, let's start with an overview of some of these tariffs and, in your mind, what the biggest industries that are going to be impacted are.
Look, this is an unprecedented time. We've never seen the introduction of tariffs this sweeping or this high since, frankly, the 1930s during the Great Depression, the Smoot-Hawley tariffs. So what we're looking at today is a 25% tariff on all imports from Canada, a 25% tariff on all imports from Mexico, a 20% across-the-board tariff on all imports from China on top of all the other tariffs that exist for China. We just saw the introduction of new sweeping 25% tariffs on all imports from all imports of steel and aluminum. And then this week, we're going to see 25% tariffs on all imports of autos and auto parts. But tomorrow is the big day, and the president is calling this Liberation Day. I call it Reciprocal Tariff Day because that's what the administration is going to do. Here's a couple of things that I think are going to happen. Number one, they're going to introduce possibly a universal baseline tariff. And that means a tariff of 10 or 20% on all imports from all countries. Think about that. All imports from all countries. And number two, reciprocal tariff rates for specific countries. So if the other countries has an average tariff of 10%, the United States would then have an average tariff of 10% for that country. It could be much higher than that because the countries might have what we call non-tariff barriers to trade. So Americans are going to be paying more for what they need due to these tariffs.
When are we going to start to see these tariffs impact the everyday consumer, Ed?
We're already seeing it. We have a couple of companies that have said we're going to increase prices, or maybe those prices are already reflected in what's being sold at retail. For other products, it really it just depends. I mean, a lot of companies foresaw what was coming, and they stockpiled, and they built up inventory. But over the course of the next year or so, and maybe even less, that inventory is going to disappear, and eventually they're going to have to import more products and pay the tariffs, and then those tariff costs will be passed down to the consumer. So the bite will eventually come. We anticipate seeing an impact on inflation, actually, towards the second half of the year.
Yeah, you mentioned inflation, and I'm curious what this is going to do for inflation, for the economy, and really just for people in general in their day-to-day lives.
We have made, as a country, tremendous progress in lowering inflation from the peak during the COVID years. We're almost there to the Fed target of 2%. It looks like with these tariffs, we're going to go back up. And that is not in the best interest of the country. Inflation makes things more expensive for the average person, for the average family and household. So these tariffs are going to drive us in the opposite direction in terms of our battle against inflation.
Is there any good that would come out of these tariffs at all, Ed?
Look, it is incredibly difficult to say. There's some speculation that the tariffs could drive more manufacturing back to the United States. And maybe that might happen in certain instances. There's been some companies that have announced it. However, if the tariffs are so sweeping and cover everything, all inputs, finished goods, what's going to happen is that the cost structure for manufacturing in the United States will increase, and it'll become much more expensive to manufacture in the United States relative to our other trading partners. So instead of manufacturing more in the United States, what you might see is companies deciding to manufacture elsewhere. And that is the opposite, I think, of what the administration, the president, are trying to achieve.
What are the biggest things you want to leave our listeners with this morning?
What I want the listeners to know is that tariffs are taxes that American consumers, American businesses, the households, they pay these taxes. They're not paid by foreign governments or foreign companies. We as Americans are paying them. And this is not something that we should be experiencing right now. We have always had low tariffs because that is empowering. That empowers consumers, allows them to purchase the goods they need at affordable prices, and plus it gives them a wide diversity of goods to buy at retail, whether it's consumer technology products, whether it's groceries, whether it's textiles and apparel, and these tariffs are going to limit those choices and make those things more expensive because they are taxes at the end of the day.
Ed Ritzwa is the Vice President of International Trade of the Consumer Technology Association. Ed, really appreciate the time and the perspective this morning.
Thank you, Chris. My pleasure.